T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And this one is brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. And it comes your way at 2:30. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Juju Smith-Schuster saying today that he's going to play the outside. He's going to be an outside receiver in 2021. But he hasn't really talked to Matt Canada about it.
Well, if Matt Canada says he's going to play the slot, then what do we got here?
Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers insider over at 93.7thefan.com, was on that call with Juju, his first comments to Steelers media since the new discount deal he took this offseason. Did I paraphrase that right, Jeff? He said he's an outside receiver, but he hasn't talked to the offensive coordinator about it?
Yeah, he was asked what his goal was for this season, and he said it's to play more outside. And while he hasn't talked to Canada about it, he said Canada's moved all the receivers around and that he has plays for him already for him to be on the outside. But, you know, at OTAs, Mike Tomlin, he likes to rotate everybody around. So guys rotating around isn't a big deal. You see that at different positions all the time because these are practices. I would wonder, though, excuse me, when you look at their group, like, who does he displace and who gets more inside work? I know he said Ray-Ray McCloud, but...
Who said Ray-Ray McCloud?
Juju did.
What, is he trying to just foist that job on any old person?
So he now has the depth chart?
No, he can do it. No, I definitely am on the only guy who, Jeff, to me, who fits that bill of the guys that are already on that depth chart who they would put out there, Deontay Johnson's built like a slot receiver, but he's way too dynamic to play there.
Yeah, and he also has a problem catching it, and now you're going to ask him to catch it in traffic?
Plus, you know, what is one of the things that Ben Roethlisberger loves about Juju? He's his security blanket.
Right.
And he's the guy he can get the ball to for a first down.
Yeah, I'm wondering about friction there, Jeff. That was my first thought is Ben loves the guy, is probably the most trustworthy guy in that receiving core in the quarterback's mind. The quarterback wants to complete passes. What happens if Ben goes to him and says, hey, Juju, you know, behind the scenes even, I need you in the slot, man. Like, that's how this offense works best. I would wonder if that's a combustible situation.
Yeah, I would wonder too. I'm going to guess how this is going to play out is they're going to have some plays for him to play the outside. And then as long as they're having success as a team and Juju's getting his numbers but getting some opportunities to the outside, I think he'll be happy. But, man, we're talking about receivers here. How often are receivers ever happy, no matter how many catches? Obviously, we've seen it manifest itself in Pittsburgh over the last few years.
So wait a minute. Why did Juju say it was so important for him to play outside again?
That he just said simply that was his goal this year, is to play more outside.
So now, we don't know why?
If you read between the lines,
come on.
The reasons are is because he wants better numbers. He wants more yards per catch. More than anything, I mean, that's the thing that sticks out about his numbers. It's not the number of receptions. It's not the ones for first downs. It's not his blocking. It's the yards per catch. And how do you increase that? By going to the outside. And he's in a contract year, and he had made no bones about saying that, you know, it's all about him getting his stats this year, and this is a one-year deal because the market's going to be better next season.
Yep, what if he's not very good at being an outside receiver? I feel like that needs to get brought up. He's not particularly fleet of foot. He's pretty good at contested catches, but, like, I don't know if I see Juju and see dynamic outside presence for this team.
Yeah, Juju's a very talented receiver, and he's a great athlete, so I don't put anything past him. But I think they have better options on the outside than Juju just based on his skill set. So I don't know if that's what's best for the team. But, again, if you throw him out there for a couple of plays, maybe that mixes up the defense. You're able to run something to free Freiermuth, or you run Deontay inside once or twice. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but it depends on what his level of accepting a small role or what he wants, or we'll see. I mean, there's still a couple of months before the season starts, and they really haven't started to put in the whole offense, but it will be interesting.
Jeff, it's not like he's been, you know, living in a cave throughout the offseason, Juju. He's done national interviews. He's done promotional tours where he's talked. Did he say anything today with you guys that was maybe the first you had heard him mention something about either his offseason or about what he expects in 2021?
I thought, you know, he mentioned loyalty, and that's why he stayed here. He also mentioned he was worried about getting killed by the fans if he would have signed with Baltimore. That, to me, isn't something I hadn't heard. We know how much he's on social media, how much at times he's responded to criticism of his game. But he said that, you know, he was worried about fan backlash. I don't know if that's playing up to the group or if there's, you know, maybe a mix of reality and maybe just playing up to the fan base.
Well, Al got trashed a little bit, but that's because Al isn't very good at playing football anymore, and Juju, by and large, still is.
The Ravens run the ball too much. And if he's really looking for numbers, then that would have been a horrible fit.
And they also have Andrews who works between the seams.
Right.
Say what you want about Ben Roethlisberger. If you're a receiver, I'd much rather want to catch passes from Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, yeah, because he's also going to throw like 45 of them a game until further notice.
And Ben seems to worship Juju. At least that's the way he has sounded the last
and
few
I got
times
the feeling,
he's talked.
And guys, I got the feeling, and he didn't say this directly, but in how Juju was discussing Ben, you know, that there was a conversation amongst players of, hey, let's do this one more time. Let's put this together. Let's do this. And
well, then why didn't Pouncey come back?
Because Pouncey was done. You know, Pouncey has
so Ben could persuade Juju, but he couldn't persuade his right-hand man, Marquise Pouncey?
Yeah, but Pouncey has always said when he wasn't playing at a certain level that he would know when he's done, and
gotcha.
He stuck to it. And I think he saw his skill set diminishing, and he didn't want to be a part of that.
What's up with Devin Bush?
So he's going through individual drills, everything but the 7-on-7, everything but the competitive stuff. He goes through all the individual stuff. He's cutting with his knee. And, you know, he says he's 80 to 90%. He looks pretty good. And that once camp starts next month, that he's going to be full go. I think there's probably a caveat to that he'll start full go, but I don't think he'll go every practice. He'll get some reps off, maybe a practice or two off. But from the naked eye, watching him just go through drills, you really wouldn't know. I mean, there's no huge brace. There's no obvious impediment that would make you think, wow, this guy's coming back from an ACL tear.
And that's tough for you to say because he's a Michigan guy.
It is. It is. But, you know, sometimes you've got to put that aside and report on what you see. Gentry sucks, but no, I'm kidding.
Who do you think will be in the starting lineup next to him week one in Buffalo?
So my first inclination is to say Vince. But in talking to Devin today, you get the feeling he talked up Spillane, how much he likes his game, how much, you know, he's been talking to him in the offseason. I think we'll see maybe more situational. Not that either of them are great against the pass, but I think we're going to see a rotation more at linebacker. And I would tell you right now that I would think Spillane will be the starter over Vince. Now, Vince hasn't been at one OTA, so it's easy to say that, you know, hey, Spillane's working with this or Spillane's doing this because Vince isn't there. But I just get the feeling that this is Spillane's job to lose in training camp.
Jeff, do you feel like we have a good handle on what exactly Devin Bush is as an NFL player? Based on the way his career has gone to this point?
No, I don't think we do. I mean, his first year he had, 109 tackles? He had 9 tackles for loss. I think he recovered 4 fumbles. That was the big thing that stuck out about him was him being around the ball. But he also got burned on some coverage. He said he's worked on that and believes that he'll be back even faster, and that some of the stuff that he was studying in the offseason was, you know, making sure his coverage is there, because every team's got a dynamic tight end or slot receiver that at times a linebacker might get caught on, and I think that's going to be his thing. It's not going to be stopping the run. It's going to be his ability, his speed to be able to cover, or at least a resemblance of coverage on those type of receivers, and still be able to make plays in the box.
Jeff, are the rumors true that you're on your way to an Altoona Curve game right now?
I am. I am done with the Pirates. If you don't step on first base, I'm done. No, I had arranged this actually before. I'm going to go talk to some of the prospects for stories that will appear over the next few days on the website.
Nice little trip down on the farm. We'll keep tabs on you, Jeff.
Isn't there a Ferris wheel in center field there?
No, it's in right field.
There's a roller coaster in right field.
Yeah.
What's your favorite carnival festival ride?
Ooh. Roller coaster. I mean, I guess it's not a festival, is it?
What's your favorite carnival or like parish festival food?
Fried dough.
You call that an elephant ear? Like a funnel cake?
Yeah, we were a lot simpler in Mercer County. We just went with the very obvious fried dough.
So somebody just decided to put dough in a fryer, pull it out, throw some sugar on it, and say, this is a sweet treat, huh?
Yeah.
Here you go, $3.
What are your feelings on corn dogs now that we're on the subject?
Terrible.
Ooh, I'm a fan.
I'm not. I think I've had one in my life. And
what is it about the humble
there
corn dog?
It was so gross.
What is it about it that you
I don't know.
It
I just don't
you?
Think it's a good combination
it's a hot
of
dog.
Foods.
It's a hot dog encased in starch.
I didn't think it needed to be changed.
So if somebody served you a hot dog on a stick, you'd be more apt to eat it? Just a naked hot dog right there.
I want a hot dog in a bun.
I mean, okay.
How about chocolate-covered Oreos? Like, I'm not a fan.
Me neither. Just leave too Oreos much
of
the
a
way
good,
they are.
So you're both saying
same
too
thing.
Much of a good thing.
Same concept.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, Jeff.
With that, I agree.
Don't they do deep-fried butter?
Check them out, 93.7thefan.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.